Well, today we're visiting by phone with Beth Olson, Director of Public Health here in Cass County. Beth, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've talked, it's been probably about a month or so since the last time we kind of visited about the COVID-19 issues. Have things started to slow down a little bit, or are we still on that plateau?
You know, I feel like from a case perspective that we're doing less contact tracing. So kind of it is a pleasant surprise, you know, being a few weeks out now from Thanksgiving. And, you know, we're just hopeful that that kind of continues through the rest of the holiday season, that people are, you know, making some alterations to plans. And that might mean, you know, a little bit different Christmas this year or New Year's celebration or whatever. But we hope that people continue taking those precautions because we do feel like it has made a bit of a difference here just in the weeks following since Thanksgiving.
Sure. Well, and some people are going to, you know, do what they're going to do. And I think people did tone down the Thanksgiving holiday celebrations to a certain extent, even if they did maybe get together a little. But have folks largely locally been pretty good about those things?
I feel like they have. And, you know, I mean, even just making, you know, modifications where maybe you get together with, you know, grandma and grandpa, but it's not the extended aunts, uncles, cousins, great grandmas and grandpas like it might have been in years past. And, you know, I haven't heard it, you know, normally this time of year we have a Christmas party every weekend and, you know, we don't have any of those this year. So I do feel like people are taking some additional precautions and maybe finding other ways to celebrate those with their loved ones this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I know we did that here at the office, too. Usually early December, we have our staff Christmas party get-together, but, you know, we put that on ice this year just because of the circumstances, and the governor asked us not to, you know, gather any more than we had to in the larger group, so we went ahead and took care that we didn't do that. And I know a lot of the venues that I've talked to around the area that typically would host some of those holiday gatherings, whether they be, you know, restaurants or some of the gathering places and centers and things, they just aren't the parties booked this year. So folks are paying attention.
Yes.
Very good. And, you know, of course, now we're getting on Christmas, too. And I guess we're asking folks to a certain extent to do the same kind of things. We're asking a lot, but hopefully it'll be a short term.
That's right. And I am hopeful for the future and that will be, and especially, you know, how could you miss it? But we know the vaccine is, you know, coming around the corner soon. So we're hopeful that that can continue to make a dent and, you know, help us fight this pandemic as well.
Yeah, let's talk vaccine because that's a neat Christmas gift. You know, there are all kinds of things we'd like to have for Christmas, but it's kind of nice that we're seeing that now rolled out here this week. Now, understandably, it's a country of over 330 million people, so it's
right.
Going to take time to be able
exactly.
to get that out en masse so that everyone can be blanketed. But I think folks largely know the drill right now. It's going to be frontline workers, those who are in care facilities, and some of those people that are at the immediate high risk. But we're going to see millions of doses rolled out over the next few weeks here. And they're talking about by the end of this month, maybe could be up to 50 million Americans might be vaccinated by then. At what point, Beth, are you hearing that we might see some of that rolling out in this area?
Yeah, so the Pfizer, as we know, Pfizer vaccine for COVID got that EUA approval, so that's that emergency use authorization last week. We're still waiting on the Moderna vaccine. That is the vaccine that we would see locally in Cass County. So that Moderna meeting with the FDA is planned, I believe, for the 17th, so just a few days away. And if it received approval from the FDA for that EUA, that emergency use authorization, just like Pfizer did, we could see that as soon as next week, the week of Christmas, is when we've told it could begin shipping here to Cass County.
Can you explain to folks what the difference is between the two vaccines?
Yeah, so two different companies. After Pfizer got that EUA approval, we did see some more specs and details about that specific vaccine. So we're hopeful and waiting for that same thing to happen with the Moderna vaccine. If and when that happens, then we'll get all of those same level of details to be able to know and see all of the differences and read more about the clinical trials and research behind it. So Pfizer vaccine is that one that has to be ultra cold storage. So we're thankful that we got put into that Moderna pot because it can be just held at freezer temperatures, which is much more doable in rural Iowa where we don't have ultra cold storage capacity. So the holding temperature for those is a little different. And also we're fortunate that we're getting Moderna because it can be held at the refrigerator and it's stable for up to 30 days. So we have a little longer for that, whereas the Pfizer can be only in the refrigerator only for 5 days. So it has to be a much quicker turnaround. Both of them are two-dose vaccines. One's 21 days apart, one is 28 days apart. But, you know, both of them are right about that 95% efficacy against coronavirus. So really, it's a pretty comparable vaccine. But from a small county perspective, we're thankful to be getting the Moderna just from a storage perspective and being able to get that out to, like you said, that healthcare personnel, long-term care residents. Those are the first priority groups in phase one, and then it will slowly roll out to other groups after that.
Do you have a feel for it at this point of what that schedule looks like as far as at what point do we get past just the immediate use folks and then start getting into the general population? Are we looking at into next year for that?
It would be into next year. So we know our allocation for, like I said, if it's approved, what we would get as soon as next week, and that would be 500 doses for the county. I don't know past that when or how much we would get. So I can't predict, who CDC or Iowa Department of Public Health will say that we can immunize next after those, initial healthcare personnel and long-term care facilities, or how much I will get to immunize that next step. So we're kind of waiting on more of what those next steps would look like.
Sure, sure. Well, since this is a kind of a public health crisis, I think we're safe in saying that. Are we looking at and I believe the vaccines are going to be free initially. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. I believe as long as there's that emergency use authorization, that it would be free. Anybody coming through public health, to get their immunization, we don't charge anything. We don't bill insurance. So it is free for anyone receiving it.
Okay. So when we get to that point, and maybe you're still making the plans for all this, do you see like a central point where vaccinations will be taking place only, or do you see it being like the flu vaccine where it's spread out and folks have several options to get that vaccination?
So it's going to depend on a couple things. So if we can go to, say, a facility or a work site where they have a number of individuals that want to be immunized at once, we could go to them. But for the general public, it will be much more of a, if you're looking for it, come on these days at these times, and we're looking for, these age ranges or individuals that have pre-existing medical conditions and that kind of thing. What we've learned about the vaccine in the last couple of weeks is that they're coming in those multi-dose vials. So there's 10 doses per vial. And once you break the seal on that vial, you have 6 hours to use it. So, scheduling is going to have to be very, very, fine-tuned because we have to have people coming in 10 people increments to get this immunization so we don't waste any, right? We've waited so long for this that, I don't want to have 32 people show up for a clinic and then I'm wasting the other 8 doses because everybody else didn't show up. So,
absolutely.
So there's going to be a lot of scheduling and people are just going to have to give us grace and understand that, we're trying to make this go as far as it can. And there's temperature requirements and then even down to the hour requirement after we break into a vial of how quickly we have to use it. So people are going to have to be flexible. It will be a lot of scheduling. It won't just be a come here and get it if you want it. It's going to have to be a little more thought out than that.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing more details as we get a little bit closer to that point, too. It's exciting. And in the meantime, get your flu shot, right?
That's right. We still do have those free flu immunizations that came from the Iowa Department of Public Health. And those were first prioritized for individuals who were underinsured or didn't have insurance. you know, and now it's open to any adults. So we are happy to give those to individuals. If they haven't got their flu shot yet, just call public health. As long as I have a nurse here, we can get you a flu shot. It's a good year to do it, especially if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all taking extra precautions this year anyway to stop the spread of germs. But, you know, still, it's amazing how they can still find their way.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Beth, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the visit. And we
look
forward
you.
To talking more about the details about the rollout of the vaccine here sometime soon.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, we'll, of course, need your guys' help. And you guys are always so good to do that and helping us, you know, reach the groups that we need to reach and win. And so we'll let you know as we know more. And unfortunately, that first kind of 500 is pretty much spoken for with all the different healthcare personnel in the county. So hopefully we get more soon after that, though.